The Watchtower, June 2016. Jehovah cares for you. Why can you be sure that those words are true and that Jehovah truly does care for you? One reason is that the Bible specifically says so. 1 Peter 5:7 states, "Throw all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." What evidence do you have that Jehovah God takes an interest in you? God provides for people materially. For one thing, God has qualities that you likely look for in your best friends. Those who treat one another with kindness and generosity often become close friends. As you can easily see, Jehovah is kind and generous to humans every day. Consider one example. He makes His sun rise on both the wicked and the good, and makes it rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous. Matthew 5:45. What do sunshine and rain accomplish? Among other things, by means of them, God satisfies people with food and fills their hearts with gladness. Yes, Jehovah sees to it that the earth produces plenty of food, and few things make us happier than a good meal. Why, then, do so many go hungry? Because human rulers often concentrate on gaining political power and making financial profits rather than on improving the lives of the people. Jehovah will soon solve that problem of greed by replacing the current political system with the heavenly kingdom, with His Son serving as king. At that time, no one will go hungry. In the meantime, God sustains His faithful servants. Is that not a manifestation of His care? Jehovah is not stingy with His time. A good friend shares His time with you. He may spend hours talking with you about what interests both of you. And a good friend will listen carefully when you tell him about your problems and concerns. Is Jehovah attentive in that way? Yes, indeed. He is receptive to our prayers. Thus, the Bible encourages us to persevere in prayer, even to pray constantly. Romans 12:12 and 1 Thessalonians 5:17. How much time is Jehovah willing to spend listening to your prayers? An example from the Bible gives us the answer. Before Jesus selected His apostles, He spent the whole night in prayer to God. Luke 6:12. In that prayer, Jesus likely reviewed many of His disciples by name, considered their qualities and weaknesses, and asked His Father for help in choosing them. By the time the sun shone on a new day, Jesus knew that He had selected those best qualified to serve as His apostles. As the hearer of prayer, Jehovah is pleased to listen to all sincere prayers. Psalm 65:2. Even if a person spends hours praying over a matter of deep concern, Jehovah does not keep track of the time. God is willing to forgive. When it comes to forgiveness, even good friends sometimes struggle. At times, people break off long-standing friendships because they find it too hard to extend forgiveness. Jehovah is not like that. The Bible invites all sincere individuals to ask for His forgiveness, for He will forgive in a large way. Isaiah 55:6-7. What motivates God to forgive so freely? The reason is God's incomparable love. He loves the world so much that He has given His Son Jesus to rescue humans from sin and the harm that it brings to mankind. In fact, the ransom accomplishes more. By means of Christ's sacrifice, God freely forgives those whom He loves. The Apostle John wrote, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous so as to forgive us our sins." 1 John 1:9. Because of Jehovah's forgiveness, people can continue to enjoy His friendship, and knowing this touches us deeply. He helps you when you need Him. A true friend comes to the aid of others when they need help. Does Jehovah do the same? His Word says, Although one of God's servants may fall, he will not be hurled down, for Jehovah supports him by the hand. Psalm 37:24. Jehovah supports his servants in various ways. Note this experience from the Caribbean island of St. Croix. A young girl was pressured by her classmates because, for religious reasons, she did not salute the flag. After praying to Jehovah for help, she decided to face the issue. She gave her next report to the class on the subject of flag salute. Using my book of Bible stories, she explained how the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had a bearing on her decision. She said, Jehovah protected those three Hebrews because they would not give worship to an image. Then she offered the book to those present. 11 of her fellow students wanted a copy. Realizing that Jehovah had given her strength and wisdom to give a witness on that sensitive subject, the young girl felt very happy. If you ever doubt that Jehovah cares for you, meditate on such Bible passages as Psalm 34:17 through 19, 55:22, and 145:18 and 19. Ask long-time witnesses how Jehovah has cared for them. And when you need God's help, pray to him about the matter. You will soon see how Jehovah cares for you. End of article.